This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Gary Sampson is a Concord-based photographer and filmmaker who built his career exploring the history and culture of the Granite State, and he has just been named New Hampshire's Artist Laureate. Sampson is chair of photography at the New Hampshire Institute of Art, and he joins us now to talk about his work. Gary, thank you for coming by, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thrilled with this great honor.
Well, tell us about this honor. What will it mean for you to be named the state's Artist Laureate?
Well, I have always felt that one of the roles that I should play as an artist, a resident of the state for my life, is to advocate for the arts. And now I have, I guess, an official platform with this honor.
I've got some photos of yours here that you brought in, and they're portraits. And I have to say they're stunning. Just looking into the eyes of your subjects, people of all ages and genders. Musicians. Are these folks in New Orleans? They look like they might
yes,
be.
Yes. So the musicians are from New Orleans. It's from a book that Bert Feintuck and I completed a year and a half ago called New Orleans Music. And we spent 3 years interviewing subjects and photographing them for the book.
These are just fantastic. We're going to put some of these online. So listeners, if you'd like to check out nhpr.org, go there and check out some of Gary Sampson's fantastic photography, his portraits especially, really compelling. I was reading, Gary, that as you are setting up a camera for a portrait, you're talking to your subject and you're getting to know them a little bit. And in doing so, you're getting a better sense of how the portrait should come out in your view. So tell us, what kind of questions do you ask your subjects as you're getting them ready for the portrait?
Well, I really want the subject of the photograph to rule the frame. And that's actually a term that the great portrait photographer Lottie Jacoby used many years ago. So I try to be gentle with my subjects, and I think sometimes the subject takes me someplace I wouldn't have otherwise gone. Like I try not to have a preconceived idea about how to portray them. I want them to give me that lead.
You've written that a summer job you once had at the Manchester Historic Association made quite an impression on you earlier in your career. Can you tell us about the impression it made? What caused it?
It's amazing what, you know, chance will do to someone's life. And I had been as a teenager hanging around the Manchester Historic Association. It was only 4 or 5 blocks from my house. And I think it was a friend who brought me in one day. And I was starting to have a real interest in photography. I went upstairs into the library and saw this incredible collection of photographs that documented the history of Manchester. You know, Manchester being one of the great Industrial Revolution cities, the Amaskeg Mills pouring out miles of cloth every day. And so the director of the museum said, you know, would you be interested in a summer job? And I said, absolutely. And I did everything from sweep the floors and polish the brass banister rail and wash windows to working in the library. And the librarian allowed me to take some of the glass negatives and make prints in what they called a slop closet. I knew a little bit about black and white printing, handled the negatives very carefully, but I had a chance to go through literally thousands of photographs that documented the rise and fall of the Amaskeg Mills, the people who worked there. And these were all beautiful, for the most part, contact prints, 8x10-inch contact prints from glass negatives. And this was a story that, you know, as a 16 or 17-year-old boy, the pictures made it real. And I'll go further by saying that I'm a first-generation American. My father and my grandmother actually came to Manchester from Quebec to work in the Amaskeg textile mills. So to learn about the history of the city and specifically the mills and the many different ethnic groups, the French Canadians they employed, this was very meaningful for me. And I was learning at that moment how powerful photography could be as a tool of communication.
Tell us about your experience as a filmmaker.
Well, I had the good fortune after I graduated from school, the University of New Hampshire offered me a job, and my job was to be the black and white darkroom technician. I took other photographers' negatives and I made prints, and I had that job for about 9 months before I was promoted to being a staff photographer. And I wanted to make a film about the history of the Amaskeg a manufacturing company. I really didn't know anything about filmmaking. I had taught myself a little bit as a 12 or 13 year old working with an 8mm camera. And so I made a first draft of the film. I showed it to people and they said, we will give you the money to finish the film. The film was a half an hour long. I finished that film in January of 1976. It was premiered in Manchester at the Historic Association. And the auditorium space that they had to show the film would seat, I believe, about 45 people. We had, I think, 700 people show up for that film. It was late February, if memory serving me correctly. What we did was people stood outside the museum in the cold for hours. We didn't stop showing that film until almost 6 p.m., 45 or 50 people at a time cycling through. And I knew that taking these historical photographs, putting them together to tell the story of the rise and fall of the mills and the people who worked there had really touched people's hearts. Because at the time, back in the mid-70s, people's parents or their grandparents had worked in the mills, and some of those people had worked in the mills. And it was a validation of their life.
Your work seems so much more than just creating a beautiful picture or a beautiful film. What it seems like to me, what I'm hearing from you, Gary, is that you're very much driven by preservation, by wanting to preserve the stories of the people around you, the people that mean a lot to you.
Yeah. Going back to the Manchester Historic Association and their collection, I'm a teenager looking at photographs that were made 100 years earlier, more than 100 years earlier. And that was, I think, that whole idea that photographs could preserve culture over time, that I could look back and see the mills as they appeared in the 1870s and 1880s and the people who worked there. I saw photography as a kind of legacy, a way to preserve culture. I hope that people will regard at least some of the work that I have created as important, and maybe someone 150 years from now will look at some of my work and derive the same kind of pleasure and knowledge that I did as a young teenager looking at these photographs.
Well, Gary Sampson, thank you very much for coming in to talk to me about your work, and congratulations again on being New Hampshire Artist Laureate.
Well, thank you very much.
And you can see some of Gary Sampson's photos at our website, nhpr.org.